90% of the bars are closed. And I mean, it's not on a lockdown level the same way that China is. They've banned all interprovincial travel. And like, we've got a local shop next to us. It's kind of funny because the kids just run underneath. It's really pointless, but he's got like a rope, so you can't go into the shop. You have to ask him and he serves you. But he's got like, there's like five kids who are under five just running in and out underneath. So it's like, there's a lot of stuff that's being done that's kind of pointless. But again, another thing in comparison to the UK is you have to wear a mask. If you want to go into supermarkets, if you want to go into the few restaurants that are open, there's signs up, you have to wear a mask. There's hand sanitizer outside. You know, these are things that just happen. There's the most of the street food stuff has closed down. I mean, it's still, there's a few bits open. We were here, obviously it was Khmer New Year, so we had to go and buy a table yesterday because you put a table outside your house, and the market was still quite busy, but it was not, you know, it was not busy Asia style. And again, there's not very many people on the roads, and I can't remember if I said it before, but interprovincial travel was closed for New Year, which finishes in 2 days. But on Friday, from what we understand, the King's going to sign an order for a state of emergency. So nobody exactly knows what that will mean, but we can expect to see sort of military on the streets and, you know, things being taken very seriously. The guy that we rented the house from, he just kept saying, you know, make sure you're wearing your mask, make sure you're washing your hands. You know, we all need to protect each other. And that seems to be the mentality. Now, a lot of people couldn't get home to their family for New Year, but they've largely kind of accepted it. And I think for whatever reason, you know, in Asia, there's more of a history of sort of authoritarianism, as it were. But in circumstances like this, it's almost better. People are a lot more accepting that the collective has to do the right thing, and they're a lot more fearful of the repercussions of it. And also, the medical care is not as good as it is in Europe. So people care. They don't want to go to hospital and stuff. Although, in fairness, about 2 weeks ago, and I think it's quite easy to find online, the Prime Minister of Cambodia said that everybody who contracts COVID-19 would be treated free of charge, regardless of their nationality.